WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively out here at State Fair. I've already had chicken and waffles. I don't know if the president wants crab cake or not, but it is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery with the Show Me $10,000 scratch-offs. Chloe is here, South Carolina Gamecock student at the university. Chloe is here. She's got those for you. Also, our friends at Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation. We're visiting with our partner and really the flagship of Coppin State University, President Anthony Jenkins here, and of course, former Baltimore County Executive Don Mahler, back from his COVID stint, talking HBCUs. So we're talking about colleges and places you've been, West Virginia, and all of this. So Chloe's from South Carolina, a student there, and she's going to be going back, kicking and screaming from her internship here at WNSD Baltimore Positive.
She'll go back and say, "What did I do this summer?"
I thought, see, she's gluten-free, and I thought we weren't going to be able to give her a crab cake all year. She's got gluten-free crab cake. She's doing okay. She's having a good summer. I told her I'd fatten her up with a crab cake tour. You said you had a South Carolina story, present. So you said back in the 70s or something. What were you saying?
No.
70s, he was a puppy.
I said back in 1997, we met the University of South Carolina in the NCAA tournament.
No, we beat South Carolina. That is right.
And we came in. We were so much of an underdog, they didn't even put dog on it. All right? It was just under and over. And yet, Coppin State showed up, and we shocked the world and beat the University of South Carolina.
All right, so here it is right here. I have pictures. There's the team. I want to show the team. I'll show the press. It's right up on my face. There's Fang sitting in my studio.
There you go.
Now look, Fang, we beat those Gamecocks from South Carolina. So there's the whole team. I can't remember all the names, so I'm not going to try. But did not put any pictures of them eating the pizza up because I know we broke. It was a violation.
The actual statute of limitations has probably run out.
There we go.
Well, I mean, we wanted to get to the 16. We tried back in the day. So for Coppin, we were talking about those. I want to give a shout out. I get a call from Ruffin Bell a number of years ago. He was a listener, fan. He said, we need a flagship. And I said, well, that's interesting. You know, we had a flagship at Towson at one point. Don't have that anymore. Love to talk to you about basketball. Juan wasn't there yet. You know, it was one of those. And we'll put the games on the radio. We'll do what we do great. I said, I'll come over and meet you. And, you know, I've driven through West Baltimore 100 times, but I hadn't been onto the campus since Fang before 97. I covered a Fang game when I worked at the paper. So it had to have been 89, 90, 91. I was when I covered a basketball game. So it had been a long time. And I went on to the campus. It is like this oasis right off Mondawmin Mall, north of North Avenue. And it's a place that if you go to the campus and you see it and you see the gym and you're there, it would be very enticing to be a student there.
That's right.
And I don't know that anybody in Bel Air knows that, or Westminster, or that they just don't drive westbound on past Penn and North and make a right turn and find. You have to be invited to your campus or have a reason to go how nice it is. Yeah. But I tell people all the time, if you go to a basketball game over Coppin, you can have a quality experience, especially if they beat Morgan and you root for Coppin.
Because
I've been I come to those games almost annually. It's really cool and fun and something that I would encourage everyone to do.
You know, thank you. And I'll say our campus, we take great pride in our campus. We know and we believe it is very beautiful. It is an oasis.
I used the right word.
Yes, you did. On the west side. And so, you know, our campus, state-of-the-art facilities, labs, groundbreaking research, beautiful grounds. And when you talk about basketball, we have hands down, bar none, the best looking basketball facility in the entire
MEA. It's a cute little gym. Right? It really is.
It is. There is no touching it whatsoever. But when the Eagles get in there and we're against our crosstown rivals, it is a great place to play and to be. So we are very excited. We have broken ground. We have a new $54 million College of Business going up. Our College of Business is doing great things. We have a strategic center for entrepreneurship that will be there. We have executive conference rooms.
Good, I'll come over and learn something.
I look forward to that.
Mr. President, pick up on that for a second. I want to talk about that whole idea of the College of Business, because this is Baltimore Positive. We spend so much time We just had Ron Cassie, senior editor of Baltimore Magazine, on here talking about The Wire 20 years later and what all that means for Baltimore. Is there a sense of commitment on Coppin's part to helping Baltimore become the city that we all know that it can be? Are you integrated to what's happening in Baltimore City?
Yes, we are. So the answer to your question is yes, and yes, I am. This past legislative session, the Maryland General Assembly passed legislation to create the West North Avenue Authority, which is we are revitalizing West North Avenue and looking at developing a strategic plan that's going to transform West North Avenue. And that plan is being headed by Coppin State University. I chair the actual West North Avenue Authority. And so there is a team of individuals from across our city, from government to business leaders to community leaders, who are part of this executive team, that we are starting conversations about what this master plan for West North Avenue is going to look like. So Coppin, as a economic driver in West Baltimore, we are committed. We have to be committed. We are an anchor university. And so we take that very seriously in making sure that we are doing our part to partner and transform that area, so that when businesses and industry comes, they're not bringing individuals with them to fill those jobs and those opportunities. Because if that happens, the people in Baltimore just simply stay where they are, and they're pressed down even further. House values go up, tax bases go up, and so forth. So we have to train, educate, and bring those businesses to West Baltimore and do those things simultaneously. And Coppin is in the thick of that.
That's really encouraging, and I think that's the kind of model that people are looking for when they want to be hopeful. I'm a parent, and I come to you, and I'm trying to make a decision. It's not cheap to go to college, even with aid and what have you. There's still some expense involved. What is the value added for my son or daughter when they come and say, I'm going to work an extra job, or I'm going to take some loans? I just want them to have this Coppin degree. What's the value added that you say to mom and dad, here's what's going to happen at the end of the 4 or 5 or 6 years, whatever it takes for your son or daughter to get through?
Excellent. Great question. A couple of things. Is one, I want them to understand and encourage them that their son or daughter needs to go. Because where we are headed as a nation and as a world, the jobs that are currently out there and those that are going to be created are going to require the type of educational specificity that they're going to need to fill those jobs. Coppin can help them get there. Wherever they want to go, we can help them do that. Also, we want them to understand that the high cost of tuition is something that I think is overinflated when it comes to universities like Coppin. Understand, for a full year at Coppin State University, and we offer the most affordable, lowest tuition of any four-year university in the state of Maryland, it would cost you more to send your son or daughter to daycare for a year than it would to go to Coppin State University. And with that, you can earn a quality education that's going to increase the overall upward mobility of your life. And we're going to help you pay for it, because we have rolled out a plethora of scholarships at the university to help offset the already low cost of tuition. And so we want to have that conversation and say, this is how you get in. This is what the transformation environment is going to look like. We're going to help you pay for it. And on the other side, as I said earlier, Grad Report ranked us 7th of all 55 four-year institutions in the state of saying, this is a significant return on investment. And so with our majors, we know our students go places and they get jobs within the first 7 months of after they are leaving us. And here's another important part that I'm excited about. 70% of our graduates stay in Baltimore. 70%. No other institution can claim that type of rate of investment for the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland.
I want to ask you this. A little backwards. We sort of go all over the place, and we got to know the university and my relationship there. I never even asked you, why'd you take this gig? Like, where were you in life station to say, there's an opportunity for me to go run Coppin? There's been a plague. Is all. Give us a timeline of the last 5 years of your life, because it's landed you here at State Fair, where you're going to get a quality crab cake before it's all
that's
over
right.
with.
That's right.
But
so, yeah, I 5 years ago, I was sitting in West Virginia. I was sitting in Charleston, West Virginia, right outside of Charleston in a place called Institute, West Virginia. I was president of West Virginia State University. I had been there since 2016.
What kind of institutions? How many students are there?
So West Virginia State University is a very interesting HBCU. All right, it is a HBCU, but it is predominantly white. All right, and has been.
Not something you see every day.
That's right. You know, that's right. And here's another interesting fact. It had been since the late 60s. And so what happened was, when West Virginia was at its peak with the coal mines and so forth, you had a very large African-American population. When the coal mine jobs started vanishing, the African-Americans left, and some who, when it came down to who the companies would keep, they weren't given those opportunities, so they had to move on. Let me go back to what I said earlier in our conversation. When you produce a quality education, students from all walks of life, regardless of race, income, ethnicity, will take full advantage of it. And that's what happened there. Students who were not African American, for the most part, you had some students who were, you know, biracial, multiracial, and so forth. They were coming, but there was a large cadre of white students who said, "Listen, we understand that how you were founded and why, but we know that you offer a quality education." So I had the pleasure of serving as president of that institution for over 4 years. And then I get a call that Coppin is looking for a new president. And I said, this is a no-brainer. I'm in a good place, but I believe that's a greater opportunity. As I tell my team and folks that I mentor all the time, if you're going to be making a move, make sure that you're moving towards something and not running from something. And I was in a good place at West Virginia State University. In fact, they had just re-upped my contract for another 5 years. But I felt this was such a wonderful opportunity to do some of the things that we're talking about. Transform West Baltimore. Elevate Coppin. Help people understand how significant this university really is and how we've been punching above our weight for a long time.
Had you been on the campus?
I had been on the campus many, many years
like
ago.
Like me. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, I first went on the campus, I guess, the second time, or maybe 2015 in that range.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not being flippant. I didn't know what to expect. I knew what the neighborhood around it looked like. But I drove up, and I'm like, I would say to anybody, it's nicer than I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
Exponentially nicer.
That's right.
And then I thought, well, this is the recruitment tool. The recruitment tool is if you get here and park your car, this is going to be a good experience.
You know,
I'll get to safety, because we talk about that all day your students. But you had a follow-up on that, your first visit.
No, I was going to say, so my first visit now prior to becoming president was early 2000s.
Okay.
All right. So I had not seen the campus in the shape that it looks now, because there are new buildings and all of those things.
Buildings that are obviously new.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so all of those things came into play. And the more I did research, the more I said, this is a great opportunity. Also, being a part of the University System of Maryland is an added benefit. Now, where I was an independent institution, not in an actual system. So that added value to it also, because I would have a panel of peers that I could work with, that I could collaborate
with,
that I could vet things to.
Sure.
Right, that's right. So, you know, those things were all very important to me. And the more I looked at it, I said, you know what? I feel very good about this. But before any move can be made, before any conversations could be had, I had to have the most important conversation, and that was with my wife and my two incredible daughters.
Always is, you know, right? It always comes down to the kitchen table.
How old are your daughters at this time?
My two beautiful daughters, Ashley and Alicia, are 17 and 16.
So they're kids then, little kids.
That's right. They are 13 months apart. And so when we got here, they were, you know, slightly younger. And so that was a transition. So every time I've made a transition since they've been with me, it has cost me something. So I used to be at the University of Central Florida. Then I took the job to become president of West Virginia. And they were younger then, and they said, Daddy, we're leaving Orlando to go where?
Right.
I said, West Virginia. Right.
Daddy, so, Disney World's not there.
That's right.
They don't even have SeaWorld.
So that ended up costing me a couple of iPads, a puppy, and a couple other things.
I thought maybe you were going to say it cost you a swimming pool.
I was actually leaving one.
What I mean.
So,
yeah.
You know, but those things all added up to me, right? Because I felt Coppin had a story that wasn't being told. That Coppin had a history that wasn't being appreciated, and that Coppin's rankings were among the best. Our nursing program is ranked 12th in the nation, beating out schools like UCF and other larger institutions. Our criminal justice program, our business management program is ranked in the top 40 nationally. And the
and
list
you found
goes
a lot
on
of this when you got here.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. And so the list goes on and on. And so all of those things just, helped me to understand, this is a great opportunity for me personally and professionally. And my hope was that it was going to be a good marriage for Coppin as well.
You know, that raises to me an interesting question, President Jenkins, and that is when I hear you speak about Coppin and its nursing program and its criminal justice program, these incredible programs that anyone would be proud to be a graduate of, why don't people know that? Why is Coppin, Nestor talked about this campus that nobody's been to, these programs that that people aren't aware of.
Well, that's what makes basketball and stuff like that important,
right,
is to get people there.
Who does?
Yeah, they know.
I mean, the only reason you're going to go there is to go to school or go to work, right?
They know Juan,
like,
and they know Fang, but they don't know that the nursing program is the 12th best in the nation.
So, excellent question, and here's what. So when I got here, I said, listen, I'm going to go on this tour where I'm going to introduce and reintroduce Coppin. I'm going to introduce it to people who don't know us, and there are a lot of people out there who do not know us, and I'm going to reintroduce us to people who think they know us and have a certain perception of Coppin. And so that's why we've been talking and talking. Now, the other piece that I think is very important is that Coppin historically has never favored from the influential partnerships that some other sister institutions have, all right? So when you talk about Steve and his wife and that partnership, that was huge for us. That was the usual for many other institutions because they have legislators who back
right.
them.
Just another
they
check.
Have, right. They have business folks who are in their
correct.
Corner. They have had influential
for years. University of Maryland had Senator Mike Miller.
Right. So they have had influential people who have taken them into every conversation they've been in. Coppin has not benefited from that, right? That is one major factor. And then you have to look at where we are simply located, right? Driving up North Avenue right. is not the best visual look, but Coppin
is... It's not Franklin Street, it's Chapel
right.
Hill.
That's right, that's right. And so, but Coppin is a beautiful campus. So the house looks great, but people judge the house by the curb appeal.
Yeah.
And so that's where the whole West North Avenue Authority is so important as we revitalize and make over West North Avenue. And then I'll say this very quickly. One of the other things that I've been stressing is that when you look at our safety data, when you look at our Cleary data, we have atop the safest campus in the USM.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you concern... Look, Sherm had a tragedy in his household a couple mm-hmm. years ago. I sent my thoughts to him. He knows how much I care about him. But for you at night, kids going off campus, mm-hmm. coming back, I lived in downtown Baltimore the last 19 sure. years. I'm mm-hmm. in Baltimore 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. I don't fear. But I would think, for parents sending a kid to Baltimore who watched The Wire, that's something we're all fighting. That's what Baltimore Positive. We, right. we all fight. Every time I get off a plane with an Oriole hat or Raven hat, They used to say Cal Ripken, The Harbor. Now they say The Wire, right? Or they make some comment like that. That's about Baltimore.
So your point, I think, is well taken. And so I think across our country, as a parent, you're always concerned about your 18 or 19-year-old, you know, son or daughter.
No matter what.
Leaving campus and being out in the community and doing certain things and so forth. But to your point, I think you are absolutely correct from the standpoint we've had conversations with parents that we are recruiting students, whether it's a student who is a presidential scholar or a student athlete, what have you, and they will often say, I have some questions and concerns about my child's safety in Baltimore. Not at Coppin, not on campus, it's Baltimore. And so we have to somehow continue to push out enough positive narratives that we can rid Baltimore of this dark cloud that you know hangs over us, because this is an incredible place. And I think once people get here and they can experience all of that, attitudes change. But we're still fighting this national perception of what people see in the news all the time. So I get that, but I have never gotten a parent saying, I'm concerned about my son or daughter being on campus. It's Baltimore in general, and that hurts all of us, and it hurts my ability to recruit students as well.
Nestor, this is about as Baltimore positive
I love it.
As it can get. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hopeful.
The only thing missing is the MEAC Championship baseball
there
show.
We go.
This is a little dated. It's a couple years old. It's volleyball.
I will make sure you all get one.
Get the man a shirt, right. President.
Well, I'm going to get you a crab cake. Thanks for coming out.
The
really,
pleasure
really appreciate
is mine.
It.
Thank you so
Took
much.
Took us a long
Thank
time.
You.
You know,
Thank
I, you. I almost felt guilty in the middle of the plague bothering you, trying to all the presidents trying to hold pieces together. But now summertime. I'm getting everybody on the phone.
There
I mean,
you go.
We want to have all the Dr. Schatzel's going to be coming on with us as well. We're going to have some guests. So
Excellent.
We're going to go around the Beltway. Freeman Hrabowski sat in this very chair right
next
to the
plane.
Yes, he did.
See, you know, I knew I was elevating for some reason. I was like levitating.
You brought your
here.
A game.
I was like, you know. Any
the presence of Freeman,
you know,
is here.
Anywhere Freeman Woo! Goes, right? The you know, Earth stops spinning. So I was wondering why
he
my
is an
chair,
amazing dude, isn't he?
You know, right. Freeman is one of a kind. And
what if I tell you you're going to be a cop in the next 25 years? Leave, you know, like all the things that have happened there. That would be your dream, because what he found and what
that's right.
is 2 miles over here
that's right.
and is.
That's right.
He left it well, better than he found it.
He has a
That's
deep right. love for Coppin, and I'll just yeah. leave you with this quick story. Nestor's heard me tell before, so in a number of capacities, I'd often be on a same program with Freeman, and I would arrive, and inevitably, for whatever reason, Freeman had to go or leave, and he had to speak first. And whenever they'd say, Don, I know you were going before Freeman, but Freeman needs to speak before you. And I would just go, oh, I'm so screwed.
I got to follow that act.
Yeah, you
That's
I
right.
can't. Come on,
That's
guys.
Right.
I can't follow Freeman.
Good deal. Yeah. I'll say this. Freeman got his start at Coppin. Now, he
yes,
went
he
to
did.
Hampton. He loves Hampton, but he got his start at Coppin, and that's what Coppin is about. Those are the type of people that we produce.
You claim him. You'll
I'm
take
gonna,
him.
You know what? I'm going to take
You'll
as
take
much credit as we can get.
He loves Coppin.
But listen, I thank you all very much. It's great.
Thank you,
thank you for the book as well.
Oh,
I appreciate
yeah, I gave him a copy
right.
of Purple Rain 1
there you go.
For being our okay. guest on the program. He gets a party prize. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play here. We got the Show Me $10,000 tickets. I am in my homeland next week. We're going to be at Costas Inn in Dundalk next Thursday from about 1 to 4. 1 to 5 or noon to 5 if Moeller gets a part of the show next week. But he's feeling better. I'm feeling better. We're going to stay around. Tell everybody what's coming up in the next segment. Because we
have an exciting next segment. We're going to talk about a new advocacy group called We the People BALTCO, which really talks about getting people involved in the master planning progress process, talking about what their communities should look like. Right up your alley. Going to be very, very fascinating.
More bikes, more walkable spaces.
And then after that, we're going to do two recons because we haven't been together in a while. We've got so much to talk
about.
So
our recon is our weekly gripe session. You
gotcha.
Know what I mean? Fix,
gotcha.
Fix the world.
There fix the world.
Fix the world. We do the recon.
We are the
so,
world.
So we haven't been together in 3 weeks. It's been a hell of a 3 weeks now. You know what I mean?
Go.
We've had a Raven player. We lost Raven.
Lost.
We lost Goose.
That,
we got January 6th. We got Insurrection. We got...
Almost
we,
makes me want
to... bring out the flashlight.
Makes me want to... Haven't talked about Paul. You know?
We have been, I've been in Europe since we
there
got...
You go.
We haven't talked since I got back from Europe.
We'll talk about Sir Paul.
We lost the World Cup since the last time we got together.
A lot has happened. A lot's going on.
It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're at State Fair. We are in Catonsville, Maryland. Life is great in the 21228. Are those the crab cakes? Come on, bring the crab cakes in here before we go out here.
Oh, look at this.
Look at this. Perfect. State Fair, go. We're rocking on. He's going to eat. We're going to do some radio. Stay with us. We're BaltimorePositive.com.
Let's hold them up